We also have joining us a dear friend, Joel Feinman, and Joel is Pima County Defense Attorney, Pima County Public Defender.
Public Defender.
Is that? Hi, Joel.
Hello, Victoria. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And it's Pima County Public Defender.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. And so, we've been talking about vaping. Before we get into people in other counties being arrested for medical marijuana, tell me a little bit about your take on these vaping bills and the issue around vaping and kids in school. And what's your take on this, Joel? Do you have anything to add on that topic before we move to the other?
Well, I just think we have to be very careful when we talk about the criminalization of vaping, the criminalization of, marijuana possession for children. I don't think the criminal justice system is how we want to deal with these problems.
Exactly.
Treating children like criminals is a great way to help ensure that they don't graduate, don't get good jobs, don't become productive members of society. And it's a really great way to keep feeding that school to prison pipeline.
That's right.
We really need to reform all of our drug laws so that they include modern technologies, so that these aren't really dealt with through the criminal justice system anymore. They need to be dealt with through the behavioral health system, the public health system. They need to be dealt with as public health problems, not criminal ones.
Dustin Williams mentioned that kids in Tucson high schools are getting charged with felonies for possession of these little vape devices that have a marijuana cartridge. Is that a fact, and do you think that's appropriate?
It is absolutely a fact, and it's completely inappropriate. Arizona is the last state in the country that classifies possession of marijuana, no matter how small the amount, as a felony. And my office sees the Pima County Attorney, Barbara LaWall, charge 150 to 200 juveniles per year with felony marijuana possession.
Oh, God.
And we're talking about minuscule amounts of marijuana. Mm. Now, those are juvenile felony charges, but they are felony charges nonetheless. And, when I love Dustin to death when he talks about the sheriff and the police department, and these are the laws. That's true, but there's also wide discretion about how we enforce these laws. And we don't have to charge 150 kids a year with felony marijuana possession. That's a choice. That's a choice that our county attorney is making, and it's a choice that she could decide not to make tomorrow if she wanted to.
So let's talk about marijuana, and more specifically, medical marijuana. Larry, we have a situation in Yavapai County that has become rather contentious, in which one county's take on medical marijuana is making some medical marijuana users criminals.
That's very true. The Yavapai County attorney, Sheila Polk, is prosecuting people with felony charges who have medical marijuana cards on them. And, were consuming marijuana extracts that they bought legally. And it really makes a difference what your zip code is in terms of how what crime you're charged with and how mm-hmm. much time you do. I got some information from the Law Enforcement Action Partnership. This is a police organization. And they find that the state average time for drug possession is 40 months in prison. But in Yavapai County, where Sheila Polk operates, it's 50 months. So she's not only charging people, but she's seeking harsher sentences. And, the prime example is a guy called Adam Wanko. He's 48 years old and lives in Prescott. He was stopped by the police, he had a medical marijuana card on him. He was consuming this honey-colored wax, and he was charged with a felony. And, the irony is the guy was on his way to get his cancer treatment. He has stage 4 cancer. He missed his appointment. Thank you very much, Sheila Polk.
So I have a story of another guy who was stopped for speeding in Yavapai County. Now, had he been stopped for speeding and they found this, it was sort of called a wax, you can make this marijuana into, because not everybody who uses medical marijuana smokes it. Sometimes it's in a product in a way that you can take it.
It's in a gummy, it's in a brownie, a cookie, a wax. There's all sorts of derivatives
and things like that. Yes, yeah. So that you can take it, and so the children who have the medical marijuana card as well. This is a medicine. We understand now that this truly does help people who are on chemo, who are dealing with extreme pain. So you can get legally, I mean, the voters put this through as initiative or Proposition 203, known as the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, or AMMA. This was passed in 2010. The voters overwhelmingly said, we want this. But now we have, if he had been stopped in Tucson, nothing would have happened. He would have been charged for speeding and he would have been on his way. But he was taking marijuana and using the wax, and in Yavapai County he was stopped for speeding, and they found that he had this wax or these gummy bears in his car.
He did 2.5 years in prison for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, I mean, the fines, there were a lot, very high dollar fines, and his car was towed. So of course there's that expense. Yeah. I mean, work expense, when you miss days of work, when you miss months of work because you've been what is going on? Joel, what do you know about these situations? Help me put this into some sort of sense.
Well, I can give you additional information, but it's not going to make you feel better. It's going to make you feel worse. So
great.
I encourage people to go to the Arizona Department of Corrections website. They have a fabulous website, and they issue a report every month. It's called Corrections at a Glance, and it'll tell you exactly who's in prison and for what. And in February 2019, there were 218 people in Arizona prisons for marijuana possession. As a comparison, there was 158 people in Arizona prisons for domestic violence and 143 people in Arizona prisons for arson.
Oh, my God.
So we imprison more people in this state for marijuana possession than we do for domestic violence or for arson. The sense that I can make of it is this is yet another example of this 50-year-long failed war on drugs, where we insist, despite all evidence and despite all history, that treating marijuana and other drugs as criminal problems and not public health issues is going to solve it. And it just makes it worse and worse and worse. And we spend billions and billions and incarcerate more and more people every year.
I think the issue, as I delve into this a bit more, I think the issue, particularly in Yavapai County, is you are allowed to possess the marijuana flower, but you cannot have according to the law, it does not, there's a question over whether it includes a concentrated wax that could be made into gummies, like it looks like gummy bears, or whatever other forms that it comes into. There is disagreement over that. And I should say that as this case goes to higher courts, Sheila Polk, prosecutor in Yavapai County, has backed way off. They're at this point, as of mid-March, they have stopped arresting people for this. What do you know about that and that struggle on that issue, Joel?
The case was just argued in front of the Arizona Supreme Court, so we're all waiting with bated breath to hear from the Supreme Court. The issue is, as you said, Victoria, whether Prop 203 covers marijuana and its extracts, which is what everybody in the state thinks, or whether Prop 203 just covers the leafy green bud of marijuana, which is what Sheila Polk thinks. The Supreme Court justices during oral argument seemed pretty skeptical of Ms. Polk's argument, but you never know. I think all the county attorneys, all of law enforcement, are really waiting with bated breath for this Supreme Court decision, because if the Supreme Court decides that extract is not covered then there'll be dispensaries that immediately are in violation of the law overnight.
Right.
All medical marijuana patients will immediately be in violation of the law. It's going to be a huge problem.
Yeah, and this is going to be not only addressed in the courts, this is going to be addressed in legislation. We had some legislation that tried to go through this year to have marijuana defined a little differently. But when it comes to that Prop 203, because it's a voter
initiative,
it's held to a much more difficult standard. So you have to have a lot more people voting on it than just a simple majority. I think you have to have a 3/4 majority, and it has to be deemed by the courts as furthering the law, not cutting it back. So that's a big deal. Okay, so we're going to have to take a break, and I wanted to thank you. Joel, is there anything more that you wanted to mention about this topic before we move on to another one and say goodbye to you this morning?
No, but I appreciate the time, Senator. I appreciate the time, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.